expectation for Robert Burlingame, Burlingame, February 1545, address as a letter to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, 8755168. Dear Dr. Freestone, consultation, Mr. Burlingame, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension. He was a prior patient of mine. However, he stopped coming since 2019. Under a lot of stress, as wife is on dialysis and multiple medical issues. He is on treatment. He follows with rheumatology, Dr. Laynes, Laynes, Mount Pleasant, for discussions of Rituxan. A stable weight, appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has an ileal loop, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, uses a cane, stable edema, no claudication ulcers, no discolor of the toes, recent upper respiratory infection as well as bronchitis improve, follows urology, Dr. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R in Lansing, presently no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea but no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysin. Review system done being negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice allopurinol, Lipitor, Tricor, folic acid, insulin lentas, thyroid, lisinopril, methotrexate in a weekly basis, metoprolol, Novolog, Prilosec, Paxil, low dose of prednisone, macrodantin once a week, Plavix. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, sleep apnea, CPAP machine, prostate cancer, ileal loop, rheumatoid arthritis, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, surgeries including coronary artery stents, retrograde cystoscopy, hernia repair, ileal loop, prostate surgery, joint surgery. Next paragraph, prior smoker, discontinued like 20 years ago, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Keflex and Solfa. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight 261, blood pressure 140 over 60 on the left sided, hard of hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, bilateral carotid bruise, worse on the right comparing to the left. He's wearing a glucose monitor on the right sided, reason for I didn't check blood pressure there. There is obesity of the abdomen, no palpable muscle, liver, spleen, or ascites, appears to be regular breathing. 2-3 plus edema, right more than left. Non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. In May, creatinine 1.68, previously has fluctuated between 1.5 and 1.8, GFR 41 stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose high in the 160s, 170s, A1C at 7.3, elevated TSH, no recent cell count, does have gross proteinuria. Last year, October, anemia 10.1 with a normal white blood cell platelet. In that opportunity, one plus protein, one plus blood, bacteria present, leukocyte SRA is present. There is no recent imaging of the kidneys. There is a prior echocardiogram from May 2024. Normal ejection fraction 59%. There is left ventricular hypertrophy, normal right ventricle, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, minor valve abnormalities, cardiac cath was done also in May 2024. There is occlusion of the right coronary artery, complete with collateral from the left-sided. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, underline diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has extensive atherosclerosis documented on physical exam, as well as above cardiac cath. I don't see any recent testing for renal artery patency in any regards. Presently, anemia has not required EPO treatment. Electrolyte acid base is stable. No need to change diet for potassium. No need for bicarbonate replacement. Phosphorus should be part of the blood test for potential binders. Tolerating low dose of ACE inhibitors. Chronic immunosuppressed with methotrexate, continue cholesterol triglyceride management, presently no activity of kidney stones or gout. He's inquiring about Rituxan. We have no contraindications from the renal standpoint. However, he needs to be aware of the risk of infection. He mentioned that he has used Rituxan in the past without problems, so that will be in his favor. Continue aggressive treatment of his atherosclerosis. Also discuss with the patient end of dictation,